to have a place where I worked in the house again, upstairs, and in my first incarnation with another wife and kids. And I used to make kind of freaky music at home. And you would hear it coming through on things like Tomorrow Never Knows on Revolver or Rain and some little backwards things, but I never made that the whole track.
Freaky stuff,
I would make far freakier stuff, you know, which I would take the sort of most usable and add it to the Beatles, or to my track to the Beatles, whether it was Walrus or Strawberry, or whatever, fiddle around a bit, or put loops, or, you know, something fun. But at home, I was really far out, and I had a kind of little studio, which was really just a lot of tape recorders, and we made two versions that way. She came over for a date, as it were, and I didn't know what to do, and she didn't know what to do. I said, you know, I didn't know what to do with her, so I said, you want to go upstairs and play with the tapes? You know? So, because we didn't know what to do, we did play with the tapes all night. And we made two versions, and I was showing her all my different tape recordings and how I made the funny sounds. I was running around pushing buttons and playing the Mellotron, and she started into the Yoko Ono stuff, which is now stuff you hear on B-52s, Lenny Lovitz and all that stuff. She started doing this. And all that, and I thought, this is great. And I was going, whoop, whoop, on the tapes, and she was going, oh. And we made the tape all night, and in the morning we made love as the sun came up. But we'd made this album's worth of sound together without consciously setting out to make something. That was the first togetherness. And we shot the cover ourselves privately, and it wasn't, you know, we just got somebody to set the camera up, took the shot, and put out two versions. That was the start of the whole shebang. What are they doing? This Japanese witch has made him crazy and he's gone bananas. But all she did was take the bananas part of me out of the closet more, you know, that had been inhibited by the other part. It was a complete relief to meet somebody else who was as far out as I was, you know, that was the real thing. Well, now we'd like to have a commercial success, but when we made two versions, we weren't worried about commercial. We just wanted to put out a statement of where it was at, you know, we wanted to share the thing.
Naively?
Well, not naively at all, because some people accepted it, a lot of people didn't, but the thing had an effect, the fact that, you know, an Elvis Presley would take his clothes off and expose. Now, we had other shots for that cover, which made us look a lot more sexy and attractive. Believe me, you know, you know, if you pose a certain way and you just do it like this.
Better.
And there were a couple more shots that later came out in a calendar with the Live Peace in Toronto album, where we look a little more attractive as a couple in a star kind of way. But we deliberately chose the one where we were standing there, you know, in all our glory, like a little flab around the waist, the legs a little, you know, nothing pretty about it. We wanted to say, we met, we're in love, we want to share it. And it was a kind of statement as well of an awakening for me too, you know. This Beatle thing that you've heard all about, this is how I am really. You know, this is me naked with the woman I love. You want to share it? And people did and people didn't, but now you can't get it for $200, two versions, right? So that's the way it goes.
Don't want to work for daddy, 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 daddy,
daddy,
daddy,
daddy,
daddy.
In daddy's
shop. Hi, my name is Harry. You hear the funny sound? You hear the funny sound? It's my hooves! It's my hooves! In Africa, the humans hated us because of our zebra lower bodies, and the zebras hated us because of our human upper bodies. So my family, we moved from Africa to start over in America. But life in America wasn't perfect. Especially for zebras who were used to living in fields, not houses. My hooves! My hooves! My dad was weird in Africa, but America made him crazy! I'm not getting a stupid job, Dad! I never had a part-time job in Africa!
How dare you!
So check us out! You'll laugh at how simple misunderstandings always seem to get us into a whole heap of trouble! It's crazy! Listen to my hooves! Yeah! Listen to my hooves! Yeah! Listen to them cloppity-clop! Listen to them cloppity-clop!
Zebra in America!
Zebra Santa is here by the will of the Great Spirit. Zebra Santa is here by the will of the Great Spirit. You deserve it all. By their will, he is king. Heart is red and sweet. Whatever passes near, ties my lips to the tongue. And there is the leaves hit the sky. If the great spirit has chosen anyone to be leader of the land, it is sitting.
If the great spirits have chosen anyone to be leader of the land,
No! I know what it is like when the head is cut off.
I know
what it is like when the head is cut off the body.
This moment. Hands tied behind the back. Feet bound together.
Neck behind
bared
the back.
Cut
feet
off.
Bound.
Knees together.
On
neck
the board.
Bared
head
hair
already
cut
laid.
Off. Knees
in the metal slot.
On the board.
Looking down
into
already
the
laid.
Dripping
in the metal
basket.
Slot.
Looking
the
down
of the
into
blade
the dripping
rising.
Basket.
And from
the sound
its slanting
blade
edge
rising.
The blood
and
still drops.
Slanting
and
edge.
Then
the blood
the downward
still drops.
Slide
and then
splits.
The downward
us
slide
that is blitz to us.
They say that the head held high in the executioner's hand,
held high in the executioner's
still lives.
Hand,
still
that
lives.
The eyes still see,
that the
at
eyes
the tongue
still
see, still
at the
writhe,
tongue.
Still
and that down writhe,
the arms
that down
and
below.
Legs,
the arms
still
and legs
still
shudder,
shudder.
Red on sweaty faces, after the frosty silence in the gardens, after the agony in stony places, the shouting and the crying, prison and palace, and reverberation of thunder of spring over distant mountains, he who was living is now dead. We who were living are now dying with a little patience. Here is no water but only rock. Rock and no water and the sandy road, the road winding above among the mountains, which are mountains of rock without water. If there were water, we should stop and drink. Amongst the rock, one cannot stop or think. Sweat is dry and feet are in the sand. If there were only water amongst the rock. Dead mountain mouse of carious teeth that cannot spit. Here one can neither stand nor lie nor sit. There is not even silence in the mountains, but dry, sterile thunder without rain. There is not even solitude in the mountains, but red, sullen faces sneer and snarl. From doors of mud-cracked houses.
If there were water and no rock. If there were rock and also water. And water, a spring, a pool among the rock. If there were the sound of water only.
Not the cicada and dry grass singing, but sound of water over a rock. Where the hermit thrush sings in the pine trees. Drip.
Drop, drip, drop, drop, drop.
Drip, 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 drip.
But there is no water. Who is the third who walks always beside you? Who is the third who walks always beside you? Who is the third who walks always beside you? Who is the third who walks always beside you?
Drip.
Drop, drip, drop, 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 drop.
Drip, drip, drip.
Anata-sama no shinzo. いただきます。
シャドウ。
This is Dr. Zero. This is Dr. Zero. The time is 1973. The place is right. The time is 1973. The place is right. The time is 1973. The place is 1973.
The time
is 1973. The place is this is 1973. Her loving husband Cornelius and little Milo. Most dangerous to man is little Milo.
Oh, fuck!
Why? The time is 1973. The place is right here on Earth.
The most dangerous to man is little Milo. Why?
1973.
So, why? The most dangerous to man is little Milo. Why? How did they get little? And what is their reception? Little.
Welcome, gentlemen, to the United
States. Escape from the planet of the apes. Their adventures are completely fresh, completely new, astonishingly different from what you experienced in Planet of the Apes and beneath the Planet of the Apes. Escape at first from the Planet of the Apes.
Escape from the planet of the apes.
You share the impact of every incredible moment.
Must have been a shock.
I'm pregnant.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes. The president's chief advisor wants them murdered, or else the human race cannot survive. The escape. The birth of an infant who could threaten man's very existence. Man's. Why was Washington thrown into a turmoil like this? Why was Washington thrown into a turmoil by this one baby?
I think I'll go for a walk, do you want to come?
Remember, Senor Nero.
Yes.
Qu'est-ce que tu cherches là? Hey, monsieur, qu'est-ce que tu fais là?
Nothing.
Qu'est-ce que tu cherches là? Hey, monsieur, qu'est-ce que tu fais là?
Nothing.
C'est à ton tour, hein,
parce que
c'est
à ton tour,
hein,
parce que c'est à ton tour. Ça t'est mis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gazira.
Thank you.
Superpowers. I can see through wooden
doors
with my X-ray vision.
I can see through wooden doors with my X-ray vision.
Can't see doors.
I committed a crime.
I'm a lawman. I can see you.
Can't see me.
I said that's a crime.
I'm a lawman. I can see you.
Can't see me.
I said that's a crime.
By himself.
For himself, that's no friend. You know how I be. Pretend, right, mom.
I can guarantee you. Can I help you? Excuse me. Can I help you? Excuse me.
Oh, it's okay. I'm here with the bag.
The bag?
The bag for the eels.
What?
So the badger. For the badger. It's for the...
What?
It's for the shanshin.
What?
It's for the shanshin right there. It's for the shanshin. It's for...
Hey, hey!
It's okay. It's
what are you talking
for,
about?
Japan
are
for.
You here for delivery?
Japan for.
Japan okay. For.
Shanshin.
What?
Shanshin.
Japan for.
かつ者再び我かと安のりなりまさかだよたたるがよい。
Oh,
You've always wanted to escape from the world. Would you like to live in the country, away from everything, away from the banner?
Yes. Yes, I would.
I'm having a house designed for us. It'll be my greatest gift to you. If I've been guilty in my life, this house will vindicate me.
Who is designing it?
The only man of genius I ever met. His name is Howard Rourke.
Gay, do you happen to remember why I resigned from the banner?
It was because of a campaign against the Enright House.
Just one of the banner's smear campaigns. Not important enough to remember, was it, Gail? You staged so many of them. You were away on your yacht. It's just some architect in you threw to the mob. It built circulation. Didn't it, Gail?
When I spoke to him, he didn't remind me of it.
Why should he? He knows he's won. He could afford to be generous.
I don't accept generosity.
I never thought he could win against you. But he has. Maybe we're wrong about the world, you and I. He's the one who's earned the right to despise us.
Has he? That's a right I'll never grant to anyone on Earth.
There are no men of integrity, are there? Well, you've met one.
There aren't. He's not any better than the rest of us.
What if he is?
If he were, I'd break him.
Nobody can break him.
I'll find out.
Why did you accept this commission? Don't you hate me? No, I shouldn't.
Nothing. Just keep watching. It's early.
What did you say you do, Patrice?
I'm a teacher. University of Vincennes.
Ah, yes, yes. I believe one of my senior accountants studied there. Cigarette?
No, thank you.
What do you teach?
Political economics.
Political economics.
Political economics.
Political economics.
Political economics.
Political economics. Now, you must excuse my ignorance.
This semester, we are exploring the negative effects of powerful economic units, such as you, on the political integrity of government.
You said negative effects?
Yes.
Where are the strawberries?
Sit down, Sabine. You must be tired from all that cooking.
The larger conglomerates like yours grow, the more they tend to harm society, rather than serve it.
Without business, you have no jobs, people starve, and society collapses.
I don't object to business. I object to the few rich men who control business.
So that's it.
Where are the strawberries?
Delicious.
The longer people continue being exploited, the more revolution becomes their only choice.
If you revolutionaries spend their energy working to support their families, there would be no need for revolution.
You're very predictable in your defense, Mr. Fajon.
And you are very naive in your attack, young man. I'm sorry we got so serious for a moment. Is there any champagne?
Yes, there is.
I think I'll skip the champagne. Good night.
Bloody bad manners, I'd say. Like those Reds in the Labour Party back home.
Nothing. Just keep watching. It's early.
So, from what you say, the glass was never really finished.
No, the last time I worked on 23.
Still, it remains
Would you like some afternoon tea and crumpets?
And do you remember we would sit around the fireplace and listen to the music of Wagner? And you could see the snow falling outside and you knew there was no place on earth as beautiful. I always felt like a Wagnerian god there, so high above the clouds. And do you remember the cook, Will Cannon? Yeah, he was as big as a house. He had enough for all of us. But the sausages that man could make, and the little cream cakes. You love those cream cakes with the chocolate sauce, remember? The little cakes at Birch's Garden. The cook that was trained in Vienna.
Total incompetence. Vienna should have been held. They lost their courage. They lost their faith in the will of the Almighty.
Not talk about Vienna. Let's think only of Birch's Garden. How lovely it is in the spring. The flowers. The valleys turning green. Woody. Tell them now. This evening, as soon as the arrangements can be made, we are going to be married.
Don't touch.
My little friend.
Stand up, my
don't
friend.
Don't touch.
There's a rare schmuck of head right there.
Sit up, my friend.
I'm a tribal chieftain.
There's a rare
village
schmuck of head.
Village stop a lock of us. Holy halavas.
I'm a tribal chieftain. From the village of Stopalakos. Holy Halavas.
The place to be this week on NBC. On Monday night, it's an all-new Wings, followed by Seinfeld, then the best of Wings, and another Seinfeld. On Tuesday, it's a Seinfeld doubleheader, followed by Wings, and an all-new Seinfeld. Wednesday night, it's a Wings sandwich. Wings, Seinfeld, Wings, then empty nest. Thursday night is an all-Wings night, with Wings, Wings, the best of Wings, and Wings. Then Friday, join us as we take you on an all-ER weekend. So recapping then, it's Wings, Seinfeld, Best of Wings, Seinfeld, 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 Wings, Seinfeld, Wings, Seinfeld, Wings, empty nest. Wings, Wings, Best of Wings, Wings, ER, 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 and ER. This week on NBC.
I'm sorry. Take him instead of me. Please. He's the doctor.
You don't have to take him.
Take him instead of me.
Why?
He's the doctor. Take him instead of me.
Nothing.
He's the doctor.
I told you everything already.
Take him instead of me. He's the thought criminal. Take him instead of me. Take him instead of me.
He's the thought criminal. It's him you want.
He's the thought criminal. Take him instead of me.
I could be very useful in a way like
that. He's the thought criminal. Take him instead of me. He's the thought criminal. Take him instead of me. He's the thought criminal. Take him instead of me. He's the thought criminal.
There are thought criminals. There
take
are
him instead of me.
There are thought
criminals. He's the thought
there
criminal.
Are thought criminals. There 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 are thought criminals. Thought criminals. Thought criminals. Thought criminals.
Pigeon or homing pigeon remains faithful to its mate throughout its life, provided that the mate is present at all times, especially when the male bird returns after a long flight. In addition, when the pair has young, this bond is even stronger. If, however, the family is separated for an extended period, the male pigeon, not unlike his human counterpart, can be relied upon to seek female companionship elsewhere.
Oh! Thank you. You don't owe me nothing.
Thanks.
Because that's what I got. Nothing.
Sometimes I'm not here, and there, it's so far away, and I'm all alone. You know, I don't think anyone could ever get there.
Port, you have to stay down, Port.
Wait, kid, you know how awful it is? See, kid, all those years, I lived for you, and I did not. And now I do not. Yeah, I know it.
Born, I'm right
here. Now you're going away.
No, I'm not going away. I'm right here. I'm here, Born. I'm here.
No.
Please stay here. Please stay here.
No.
Please stay in this room. Born, I'm here. No. Born. Stay here. Born, please stay here. Stay with me. Port. Look at me. Port. Here, I'm right here. See me? Stay here, please. Porter. Please don't go. Please don't go, please. Please.